Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning? All right, amen. Not really good? All right. That's all right. Well, first and foremost, to all the mothers in the house, happy Mother's Day. Thank you all for taking the time to come out this morning. I'm sure you could have been with friends and family and your loved ones, but you chose to be here at church today to praise and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thank you for the attendance. Really look forward to bringing this message to you all this day. I'd like to remind all of our online viewers, if you would email your physical address to us at info@ohiogracebible.com. We've got two books that we're sending to you at no cost. Things I have been taught from the Bible that are not true, and Jesus wasn't talking to you. Now you may ask, if you're a new viewer, why should you request these two booklets? And it's quite simple. Your eternity and where you choose to spend it matters to God and it matters to this ministry. Our purpose here is to encourage faithful service to God through the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Aren't you tired of religion? Aren't you tired of legalism? Aren't you tired of complacency and the traditions of men? Are you tired of not understanding God's Word? What's for you in there? What's not for you in there? You about ready to throw the towel in with the religious activities? If so, I'd ask you not to be discouraged. And reach out, email us. We'd like to send you some important information. And one quick disclaimer about the booklets. These are to aid you in your Bible study and to complement the Word of God. It is your responsibility in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So please measure up our booklets with the Word of God and then make a decision for yourself as to where you stand. I would like to begin before our message today. I'd like to begin with two jokes, and I'm not a funny guy, so if these aren't funny, I apologize in advance, but it is Mother's Day. I'd like to start off with something a little fun, lighten the mood a little bit. Three children ordered their mother to stay in bed one Mother's Day morning. As she lay there looking forward to breakfast in bed, the smell of bacon floated up from the kitchen. But after a good long wait, she finally went downstairs to investigate. She found them all sitting at the table, including Dad, shoveling down the toast and eggs and bacon. Now the oldest stopped eating for a second and yelled, "Happy Mother's Day, Mom! In celebration of you, we decided to cook breakfast today." Epic fail, moms and dads. Epic fail. Dads and kids, it is Mother's Day. Remember to include your mom in all the activities today. Or if she's like my wife and she wants some separation, give her some peaceful time to rejuvenate herself today. And the other joke I have, which I decided to switch it up at last moment, so I got my cell phone up here. A little girl asked her mom, "How did the human race appear?" Mom answered, "God made Adam and Eve, and they had children, and so was all mankind made." 2 days later, the girl asked her dad the same question. Dad answered, "Many years ago, there were monkeys from which the human race evolved." The confused girl returned to her mom and said, "Mom, how is it possible that you told me the human race was created by God, and Dad said they developed from monkeys?" The mother answered, "Well, dear, it's very simple. I told you about my side of the family, and your dad told me about his side." And my last one, which is really, and the last one that I want to give you this morning, I overheard a conversation between a son and his father. "When is Mother's Day, Dad?" Wearily unplugging the vacuum, Dad said, "Every day, son, every day." Now, I've spent quite a bit of time here today and through this past week going back and forth on messages. I probably have crumpled more papers and done more notes than I've ever done in my entire life. But I have noticed that my father-in-law came, which means the sermon needs to be a little bit shorter today. Praise the Lord, he's here. So, I'm actually going to get rid of the notes for today because they are long. But Mother's Day is a special time. I've been an eyewitness to several moms in my own personal life, which has been pretty amazing. A lot of people don't have the particular situation that I have in my life, but I was adopted when I was about 1.5, 2 years old to a wonderful family, my mom and dad, of which I absolutely adore and love. But there was a mom who was 15 and a half years old when she had me that didn't have life all figured out right then and there. But she made the unselfish decision that she wanted to make sure that I had every opportunity that a young, healthy boy could have to live with a family, to be provided with the things that she couldn't provide me at 15 and a half years old. And she gave me up for adoption. My mom, my adoptive mom, is amazing. She's taken care of me since I was a young child. She's been with me through thick and thin in my life, through all the ups and downs that mothers go through. And she's been by my side my entire life and is absolutely wonderful. I wish she could be here today. She actually was at the Kentucky Derby the other day with my father and some good friends. And I did get to call her this morning and wish her a happy Mother's Day. I'm glad that she was out having a good time with her friends. I'm glad that she's living life and enjoying it. But all the mothers in my life have given me so many awesome things to share with you today, including my biological mom, my mother-in-law, and of course my wife, who's a mother, who are all just amazing. And those are the things that I want to share to you today that I hope encourage all the mothers out there. We were going to talk about some biblical mothers, and we'll save that for another lesson because Lord knows I've got a lot of notes. But I'd just like to talk to you today and encourage you about the journey that I've gone through to get to be where I'm at today. And it all has to do with mothers. I didn't grow up knowing Jesus Christ. I was like your typical church grower. I wasn't growing. Where I would attend church, I would go there, and it happened to be, this was a Lutheran church in my mom and dad's hometown. We'd go about every Easter, every Christmas we'd go, and a few times in between when we weren't in sporting events and musicals and other things growing up. And I always thought it was pretty weird. There was a lot of repeating. There was a lot of kneeling and bowing. There was some music. Definitely not what we experienced here this morning, but there was music, which was nice. I loved the music. But I didn't know Jesus Christ. I wasn't known of God. And at that point in time, however he knew me, he didn't know me as his child, which is a scary place to be in. You know, a lot of people can go to church and go through the motions. A lot of people can play the part as far as they're a believer until you ask them, well, what do you believe in? And I can tell you, outside of about 14 years ago, I did not know the revelation of the mystery. In fact, the day that I got saved, back on November 9th of 2008, if you asked me what that mystery was, I couldn't have told you. There's no way. My biological mom, my sophomore year of college, reached out. She actually saw a baby picture that was in one of my yearbooks. She had decided enough was enough. She was going to search out and find where her son had gone. And through some search and through some work with her sister, she found a picture in my smiling little face with my senior picture in one of the yearbooks, and decided to reach out to my parents at the time and ask if they could, if she would be allowed to meet me. Because at that point in time, there were closed adoptions. There were things happening, and it wasn't heard of to know those family members. So one, it was my sophomore year, I believe, but very close to the time that I met Angela, where my parents invited me to a hotel, and they wanted to talk about my mother. At the time, I know maybe some of you are wondering, well, did they tell you that you were adopted? There's a lot of questions that could be run. My parents, of course, did tell me I was adopted. There were things in the news and things in the newspaper that my biological mom was killed in a car accident. And it was actually, the names were switched around. Her best friend tried to commit suicide by running into a tree. And my biological mom flew out of the car because she didn't have her seatbelt on. Had she had her seatbelt on at the time, she would have been killed. And I wouldn't know her to this day. But God had bigger plans. God had much bigger plans. So I met with my parents, my mom and dad. And we met at this hotel, had a real nice dinner. And I just thought, wow, this is weird. You know, I'm out there flapping my wings, and it's pretty odd for my parents to come out to college and invite me to go do something. I'm thinking, something is up. And that's when they broke the news to me that my biological mom had found me and that she wanted to introduce herself to me. And I thought, wow. You know, at first, I'm like, You know, I had all the thoughts in the world, like, well, it's been a long time. Why now? What makes this time in life special? You know, it's hard to be in everyone's mind, right? My parents' mind, her mind. Everybody's minds are different. Moms are different. So it's hard to really understand what was going through the hearts and minds of everyone at that point in time. But I did decide, yeah, I wanted to meet her. I wanted to meet her. And they gave me some information. I remember back then we used to talk on, it was an instant messenger, I think it was Yahoo Messenger or something like that. And I wanted to be investigative with my biological mom and figure out, is she reaching out because she wants something? Or is she really reaching out because she loves me? So I think it was probably close to almost a year of talking back and forth on this computer system before I was ready to make any kind of commitment to go and see her face to face. And I remember my wife, she decided to go with me on that journey. It was probably very awkward for her because we had just started our relationship, and here I am dropping her on, hey, let's go meet my biological mom. But I will tell you this, a mother's unconditional love can move mountains. And I truly mean that. You know, it took my mom courage and strength to come to me and ask how I felt about this situation. What did I think about it? And I always was raised to love people. I've always have been raised to Be kind to people, no matter what the situation is. My mom raised me very well. And I'm learning it more and more as I get older and more spiritually mature, how valuable motherhood really is. You know, I put this blank post-it note in my pocket this morning. This right here would be this world without moms. I picked it up this morning and I thought, wow, a world without moms would be about like that post-it note. It would be blank. So Angela and I went to go meet my biological mom. It was awkward. We were meeting people that we didn't know. But there was a connection there between myself and my biological mom. There was a connection there that would later grow into who I am today. Because she had a strong relationship with Jesus Christ. And she knew the gospel message. I wouldn't be standing here today without her. I know I wouldn't be married today without her. My wife probably would have graciously walked out of the front door a long time ago if I wouldn't be encouraged by her to keep coming back to this wonderful book that we all brought with us today, the Holy Bible. Amen. Somebody to study with, you know. A godly mom, she stays in this Word. She buries her heart in this Word. And she encourages her children. When times are tough, come back to the Word. When you're real sad, you don't know what to do, you need to come to the Word. And at the time, she encouraged my wife and I, and this was years ago when we moved to North Carolina, to find a local church. Find a local church where we could start learning about the Word of God. So I did. Wasn't really much of a church guy, but Angela and I, we found a church that was very nice. We still have friends to this day. New Horizon Church in Durham, North Carolina. And that's where the journey began for me. That's when I finally realized, wow, the gospel of grace of God message is for me. I am that sinner. I am in need of a Savior. And I remember that day that changed my life forever. Moms are very special. They come into our lives, and all situations are different, right? You know, you might be sitting here today and your mom's no longer with us. Today might be a pretty hard day on your hearts and your minds because you'd like to pick up the phone call or send a message to them or a card to them. Do people even send cards anymore? It's a lost art that I'd like to teach my kids to make sure. It's much, much nicer to get a card in the mail than a bill. But these, so many lost arts of, but these moms, these godly mothers, and I will go back, I've got a couple of things that, my mother-in-law, for example, yep, you thought you were going to sneak out of this, but you know, I'll never forget, in fact, the three that are sitting there, not you, you weren't born yet, but you might have been born, but you weren't there for our cheeseburger night one night that I asked my mother and father-in-law for my wife's hand in marriage. In fact, they pointed to her sister and said, I don't know, what do you think, Beanie? And Beanie said, yes, she approved. So they said, okay, we'll give you a shot. We'll give you a shot. Well, you guys got it. You have to know, listen, you have to know my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. They mean business. My mother-in-law brings joy to our entire family. She is always the life of the party. She is always the cheerful one. You can pick her laugh out of the group 100% of the time. And is really the picture of grace. Really the picture of grace. She has to be. She's married to my father-in-law. Who's giving me that. She has to be filled, completely full of grace. But you know, mom's jobs are tough. And this is why this message this week was a tough message. Because everything I kept putting together was bland. Everything. Down to, I was going through the biblical women and the godly mothers. And we may save that for another day, but on Mother's Day, let's keep it real. Life is tough. Situations are tough. Everybody that's sitting here today and online, their mothers are going through something tough. I talk to friends daily. I try to minister, and I'm much better at that than I am at this. But one-on-one ministry with folks and listening to them and trying to help them and lead them back to what God has to say. But mothers are going through a lot. Maybe that stage of prom is done for everybody that's here in the audience. Maybe not. Maybe you had daughters or granddaughters that had to deal with prom over the last few weeks. I know that that can raise the blood pressure of a lot of moms. Beanie, you'll probably, before too long, you'll be ready to send your boys out on dates and out on dates. She's shaking her head no. Camera, she said, nope, that's not happening. Well, I've got some really, really close friends that are going through that, and I never looked at it in a mom's perspective of what they go through to make sure that that's a special time for their kids. And I got an appreciation of it last week and the weeks kind of leading up to it. The cost, you know, of buying flowers and pins and, you know, the cost to even go enjoy the dance and hanging out and the stuff that the kids do afterwards and everything. And I'm like, moms do so much. I don't know, you know, if we took moms off this planet for 30 days, this world would be done. Absolutely done. There is no way. You know, my wife sends me to the grocery store from time to time. She sends me to the grocery store with a small list. I can't handle a big one. And I come back with absolutely everything that was not on the list and spend way too much money. So I know there's other men out there that are like me. Didn't stick with the list. And, you know, we're like, oh, let me just grab this. Oh, let me grab that. Next thing you know, I came in for milk, bread, and something else, and cheese, and I left with a full cart. Moms know how to shop. Moms know where to find the deals. I mean, right now with the economy the way it is, honestly, if my wife and the mother of our kids weren't here today, we would be dead broke if I was the shopper. Dead broke. That's a fact. I mean, I know she goes to the store very regularly to make sure that the kids are eating. Of course, I'm eating. And, hey, now. But there's things that moms do, guys, that we can't. I don't know if it just registered to me after 40-some pages of writing out about moms. That paper doesn't hold a match to what they do for us. Not nothing. You know, sometimes I'm hard on my wife about her time with God or her prayer time with God. And I'll ask her, you know, do you pray a lot? She goes, every day. I'm married to you and I have these three children. Yes. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Moms pray no matter what. Guys, the other thing is, maybe some of us, maybe it's just me. You know, I've pushed my wife to study and to understand the Bible and to take time. But can we be honest? Moms don't have a lot of time to get in this book and do a ton of studying. Amen, moms? Because, not because they're neglecting God, but because they hold a lot more responsibilities than guys who stay in their nothing box could ever do. And guys, you know what nothing box I'm talking about. We need to be more helpful to our mothers and to the wives of our children. So I encourage us men to step that up. Just like my mother-in-law, she cultivates that joyful spirit. Anytime we get together for Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name it, whether it's just a fellowship around the old fire and a grill out, she always brings that joyful spirit. That is important, because after a long day of work and a lot of husband and wife, and well, y'all know where that goes. maybe on the way to church here there were some arguments until maybe I'm the only one. A godly mother keeps a pure heart. She does that through prayer and through studying God's word and just trusting God. There were a lot of biblical mothers that I've studied over the past few weeks, and they waited on the Lord. They trusted the Lord. And mothers do that a lot better than what we do as husbands. You know, there was a joke around our family table one Thanksgiving. I had asked all the parents to say one thankful thing about their mother and father. It was Father's Day. And pretty much everybody around the table said that, well, my dad was a good provider. And it was a big joke that year because nobody went too deep. It was just, well, the dad, you know, he made it happen. He made it happen. But you know who the real providers are in our family besides God? The mothers. Without our mothers and without the mothers of our children, would there be three square meals a day?
No.
And there would not. Amen, buddy. There would not. You know, would the kids be woken up for school, at, whether it's home school or at school, would they be woken up on time? No. They would sleep in. Would they make it to practice on time? Or their music on time? They would not if it was up to men. Because we're not good at it. Our wives have been gifted, and the mothers have been gifted with special talents that we don't have. Which is amazing. It blows my mind. And my wife reminds me of it all the time. Hey, remember you do that? No, I don't remember. Remember? No. I mean, she is a walking calendar. Thank you, moms. Every mom is a walking calendar. They are. They can remember. I'm like, how do you guys remember as much as you do? I can't remember yesterday's breakfast, let alone. Thank you for being the calendars, Mom. A godly mother builds up her house. How about you guys? Are there any men decorators in this house that have made their house a home? No. Yeah, my house either. If the decorating was up to me, the walls would be bare, nothing would be out, and it would be pretty darn boring. But a mom, she takes care of the home. She makes it a wonderful, comfortable place to bring our friends, our family, and our acquaintances. Thank you, moms, for that. We know a godly mother is an ambassador of Christ. We know that she's unashamed of the gospel, the grace of God. But does that also mean that every time she's going to be the voice and the mouthpiece for that to our friends and family? No, it doesn't. But all of the behind-the-scenes things that mothers do, all of those things, that the unsung hero awards that we should be all giving our mothers, that is what allows the opportunity for the men to have these conversations, to bring these conversations up with whomever comes into your home. A godly mother cheerfully serves her family as unto God. You know, watching my wife, she is definitely our family's cheerleader. She makes sure all the time that she encourages us, by doing a lot of servanthood, yes. but also those words of affirmation and the encouragement to help us keep pushing forward. I know my kids appreciate that. I know I appreciate that. She has a lot of integrity. She's a woman of prayer and patience and kindness. The fruits of the Spirit, really, I think God, when He was doing that, I think He was thinking of the moms. Because we, driving over here this morning, I thought to myself, Lord, help me with those fruits of the Spirit. Help me to be like the moms out there that have a heart and they're caring for people, they're loving people, they're hospitable towards people. Moms are selflessness to a T, to an absolute T. They always put their kids before about anything else. They attempt that with their husbands if we allow them and we don't get in the way. And they keep God at the center of their heart. The influence of a godly mother on her children will leave a strong legacy for years to come and will be passed along from generation to generation, because a mother's love is priceless. No matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through, and everybody's going through things, heartache over a mom or a dad that's in a hospital, whatever the case may be, I just pray that you would trust God this weekend with all things, big and small. I ask that you go to Him in prayer and give Him thanks for all the mothers out there that absolutely give all that they have to their children and their spouses. I also ask that we would pray today for those single moms that are out there. You know, we always talk about marriage. That was another thing. We always talk about marriage and husband and wife. And let me tell you what. If I was a single dad, I could not do it. So we need an extra prayer for those single moms out there that are working and that are grinding and are taking care of their kids. We don't talk about that enough, but the world is full of them. The world is absolutely jam-packed with moms that are they're struggling. We need to take care of those. That's a whole ministry in and of itself that we could maybe even do something like that with our ministry here, because they need help. I know they need help because I work with a great partner in crime to do the job, a great mom, and I can only imagine what they go through. So make sure today, pray for those that might be missing their moms and dad. Moms, if they're missing their dads, okay, coming up here in a month for their Father's Day. But would you pray for them this weekend? Would you pray that they would be loved by God and that He would continue to bless them mightily? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You on this Mother's Day for creating amazing women. Women that's helped us start families, Lord. And not only start them, but to finish them, Lord. To help children grow from a small, tiny age to adults, where one day we would be very excited to pass them along to their new families. Lord, as we go into this weekend, I just pray that hearts would be softened. Maybe there's relationships between mothers and sons and daughters that needs to be restored, Lord. I pray for restoration, reconciliation between them, that no matter what was said or what was done, could be forgiven, Lord. We pray for those that could not be here today, Lord. Would You surround them with their love, Your love and Your mercy and Your grace. We pray that You would bless this weekend and safe travels for those that came here today. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.